Nick Cannon have all them babies? Wait till you hear who it is.
And Cynthia Bailey, baby, is out in these streets, honey, and she's dishing on her dating pool. Mm.
And later, we're dishing with Gabrielle Dennis about her new show, The Big Door Prize.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
All right, Tana, I hear you got some juicy caucasity for us.
Ooh,
do
all right,
tell.
All right, all right. That's right. So recently, Matthew McConaughey shared that he and Woody Harrelson might be half-brothers. Well, on The Late Show, Stephen Colbert asked Woody about it, and Woody recalled an interesting chat he had with Matthew's mom, Kay. Check it out.
And I said, you know, it's odd that my father has no regrets. And I've known Mom Acker a long time, you know, and she goes, I knew your father. And it was the ellipses I found a little troubling.
The pause.
More interesting.
The pause.
Yeah. That I knew your father.
How would you describe that pause as a...
Filled with innuendo.
Oh, the ellipsis. And it looks like they're going to milk this story for all it's worth. They say that they'll probably get a DNA test, and they've got an upcoming comedy series called Brother from Another Mother, which is a fictionalized version of their friendship. What y'all think about this?
I never thought about it, but when I see them together, it could be a thing.
Yeah.
I feel like Woody looks like a drunk version of Matt. Like, if he got drunk and fell and bust his little teeth right here, had a little chip, that would be Matthew McConaughey.
Bye.
Y'all see it?
Is it real that Matthew daddy died having sex with his mama? I don't believe it.
No, he died on top of me doing his
I can't believe it. He looked like he put somebody to rest, too. Ooh.
She sent him to the Lord.
Talk about snatching souls.
Okay. Oh. I am screaming.
If you found out you had a sibling, would you want them to be another famous person, or would you want them to be like a have a normal job?
I want it to be like Oprah. Oprah got a sister.
She do.
Baby. She found that girl 50 years later, honey.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I have a sister that I only met once, and I've been looking for her, but she don't care about me.
Really?
Oh, really? Does she know you're Jesse Wu?
I don't know. I think she just remembers Jessica, but I don't think she knows. But her name's, I'm not going to say her name, but I mean, if she sees me, hey, sis, I've been trying to reach you on Facebook, and you're not answering.
Yeah.
Well, we all can't be Tamar. Tamar got all the famous siblings.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
Tamar just got the best tier of siblings of all time. Like, how does it feel to be a Braxton?
Feels like a Braxton.
Okay, now the other day we talked about how Netflix botched their live Love is Blind reunion, and that wasn't the only drama around the show. Now, one of the show's stars, Paul Peyton, called out the host, Vanessa Lachey, for personal bias in the way she questioned him about his split with Micah. Now, it seems that Paul said he could not see his ex, Micah, as a mother, which was very hurtful of her as a woman. Now, Vanessa was relentless in asking him to clarify his statements, even after Paul apologized for his poor word choice. Well, Vanessa seemingly apologized by sending Paul flowers, and he shared a pic of the bouquet and said, thanks for acknowledging the accidental misleading, Vanessa.
I don't know.
Yeah, they gave too much for
me. Yeah, honestly, that reunion was horrible.
Oh.
Yeah. Vanessa, girl, she was giving I'm high off helium.
No, baby, she was giving I know this is already a disaster.
Yeah.
We need these ratings.
Right. Like, that's just weird. It was just weird.
But can a guy say that? Like, is it okay for me to say it's like, I don't see her as having a motherly energy?
Bro, yeah, did you watch the show?
Okay. Absolutely.
For full context, he said she was not nurturing, which she was not.
She was cold.
Yeah, she was, like, really mean.
Some people hate cold, hard facts. And it may hurt to, like, you know, find out that thing that you thought you was built to do, you ain't built for it.
Right.
Some people ain't mom material.
I'm telling
you. Your plants are dead. Oh. And you trying to raise a child?
Okay, y'all know that Cynthia Bailey has only been divorced from her ex, Mike Hill, for 3 months. And she just revealed that she's on the new dating app, Raya. And that she's gotten asked out by a lot of guys half her age.
Wow.
Cynthia said, I mean, I've always been transparent about my age. My real age is on there. What I am finding is that older guys want the younger women and the younger guys want the older women.
Mm.
She also pointed out that the most of the communication is via text. But someone who wants to date her is going to have to call her phone because texting only gets you so far. What do you guys think about this?
That I agree. I don't like texting. Call me here. Anybody got time to be doing all that texting all day? Hell, you got to look at this word, make sure it's spelled right and all. That's too much trouble.
I'm about our age group.
Yeah.
That's not shade. I don't mean it like that.
Yeah, it's generational.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Because, like, we're not getting on the phone all day. We can text all day.
I'm a voice note person.
I do that, too.
Do a
video note.
What you do?
Voice note.
What's that?
So you go to your ancient phone and you
Gary's phone, you got to take off the thing and do this a couple times. And then hold it up to here.
You go to the text part that you never use.
Right.
And instead of texting, you hit that button, that little button beside it, and you talk. And you send, you talk.
Tamar, you're wasting your time. You don't even have an iPhone.
Oh, you don't have an iPhone?
Oh, well, I can't help you.
Oh, hell no.
It's only with iPhones?
Y'all bubble is green.
Yeah,
green.
He's a green bubble person.
Oh, he's a green bubble.
Green bubbles hurt my eyes.
He's a dinosaur.
Oh, it's like, it's like the phone version of having COVID. Get this man out of here.
I'm not even friends with people with green bubbles.
Okay.
Moving on, boys and girls. Okay. Nick Cannon has been having a whole lot to say lately, and he joked that he has super sperm. After fathering 12 kids, he's right about that. So while on the Howie Mandel Does Stuff podcast, he said that despite some of his baby mamas being supposedly on birth control, they still ended up getting pregnant with his babies.
Wow.
Anyhow. Oldest trick in the book. Child, he also mentioned he was still open to having more children.
Come on.
What y'all think about that?
I think he'll always be open. It's about the women being open.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. When they lied to him, when they weren't on birth control.
Come on. Yeah. That is like the oldest one.
Thank
so
you.
Old school and old. Mm-hmm.
We start filming Wild Not Again next month. You know what? I'm finna try out and see what's going on. I'm finna test the theory.
You finna go get you one?
Yeah,
what is it, April? We'll circle back in October.
My baby will be a Libra. Mm-mm.
You finna get your...
No, that's just like when you would be...
Oh, my God. How many months is this baby could
be? Nine. You gotta do it at the rap party.
Nine. Okay. Yeah.
Balance it out a little better.
So, y'all, do y'all think it's such a thing as a man having super sperm?
Yes.
Is somebody lying?
No. They ain't got no damn thing. Super sperm.
Yeah, I mean, some people got a mad low sperm count. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, people like myself, we're out here shooting live rounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's time to put Nick on what they put them horses on. What do they use to put the neutralize the horse?
Tranquilizer?
Tranquilizer. It's time to tranquilize.
Not before you get your Nick Cannon baby.
Okay, well, afterwards.
Okay. Yeah.
And you and Lucretia be the one. What's her name? The 100 with Onyx?
Like, oh, my God. He going to forget my baby.
Onyx.
Jesse, at least you have a pregnant partner, because 9 times out of 10, someone else will be pregnant,
I will have somebody who's doing it with me. Yeah, that's true. It's true.
All right, y'all. Well, time for Dinsy Dish Coming. And speaking of seminal fluid, Bachelor in Paradise's Dean Unglert revealed that he would consider using someone else's super sperm, one of his brothers, to impregnate his fiancée if they decide to have kids. Mm. On a recent podcast, Dean said, "I've always thought I'm sterile. I'm still having a little inkling inside of me that thinks I am." Now his fiance, Kaylin Miller Keys, said that when he checked his sperm 8 years ago, everything checked out okay, but if anything has changed, they would adopt instead.
That could cause a lot of beef within the family, because, like, you know, what if you pick one brother over another brother?
Yeah.
Another brother's like, "What's wrong with my genes?"
Yeah.
What are you going to have? You got a spelling bee to figure out who's the smartest?
Yeah.
That's too much going on. So, Jason, would you allow, honey, something like this, honey? Just think about it. Something like this, if your husband, honey, was sterile and used his brother's sperm.
Yes, I would, of course.
You would use your...
Why not? We keep it in the family. Keep that same last name.
No, girl, but uh-uh.
Why not? Because I'm not sleeping with him.
You're not, but when them kids get older, they say your daddy is your uncle.
Yeah, he could be the uncle daddy.
But they ain't your daddy.
not uncle daddy.
I would not have my husband's brother's baby. That's like a whole soap opera. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm saying.
No, I would not.
Too much, honey.
A whole soap opera. That is a soap opera.
It's a soap opera. Definitely. Next thing you want to rub my belly and come over my house? No.
How's my boy doing?
Yeah. All right, y'all. Up next, Travis Barker's ex-wife, Shayna Mochler, is coming for Kourtney Kardashian. We'll tell you why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's all love and blended families at Travis and Kourtney Barker's house, but Travis's ex-wife, Shayna Mochler, is not feeling it.
Oh,
a fan commented on one of Shayna's photos mentioning Travis's speech on Kourtney and Travis's wedding special and thought Shayna deserved an apology, especially when Travis said that Kourtney filled a void in him. Well, Shayna replied with a little shade of her own, saying that she posts more of her kids than her own, LOL. So what do y'all think? Was this unnecessary shade here?
Unnecessary.
Really?
Man, move on.
Yeah.
It's just giving too much. But why do you have to comment?
Mm.
Well, I think it's weird that you comment on your ex and his new woman.
Yeah, but you
know, I'm trying to put myself in Shayna's shoes. I don't know.
She's not being candid.
Maybe she feels like she doesn't have a certain relationship with Kourtney, so maybe she feels Kourtney
might
be putting
on. She don't need a relationship with Kourtney. Why?
Because she's about her kids.
She need to get a man and have a relationship with him.
Oh.
It's too much now. It's too much.
Moving on, Joshua Jackson and his wife Jodie Turner Smith have been married for 4 years now, and Joshua shared what might have happened to them if they were to get married anytime sooner. Now, Joshua shared in an interview with The Times that if the two had gotten together just 5 years early in life, they would have had a torrid affair because he just wasn't ready to settle down and have kids at that time. But Jodie changed his view on life when they got together. Mm. Now, Joshua also believes an affair shouldn't end a relationship either.
Oh. Mm.
Guy's a visionary.
Josh is out of his damn mind.
Well, all
right then. A damn affair will end a relationship. You think I'm going to be with somebody and your ass cheating on me? And just come on back home when you feel like it.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Just try to work through it, possible. Yeah. And if you realize there's no salvaging the relationship, it is what it is.
I agree with you.
I think people can make a mistake and you can't come back from a mistake.
I agree with that.
But if a mistake becomes a pattern, then it's
different. I ran into them in the Jamaican airport back in October of last year. Mm-hmm. Jodie is happy as hell, and so is he. Like, they're just glowing with each other.
They seem to be anyway.
Yeah,
that's
they seem
great.
To be very
I know why.
Love. Okay. My sister's getting that sunburn meat. Okay. My sister's getting that sunburn meat, and I'm very happy for her.
Yeah, I wish there was a funny ending to Once You Go Pink. You know, but there's not. It's what you think.
Once you go pink, it's what you think.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Once you go pink. Dip in ink.
Okay.
It's probably the magic number that makes the men say, I'm ready to get married.
Well, that's why he said an affair don't ruin a relationship because you get to that point like, okay, this is, I'm not starting my life
even
over.
Even in your 40s?
I'm not starting my life over because you slept with somebody. I'm sorry.
What? That's,
I'm not doing that.
I can't get it, honey. I'm sorry.
I'm not buying another house. I'm not buying no more cars. I'm not starting a new bank account. I'm not raising these kids on my own because you slept with somebody? And we can go to counseling and have a conversation?
Girl, no, but you should talk about before you slept with somebody.
Oh, right. Man, people are human. They make mistakes.
I might not start my life over, but I am going to start a side life. I'm just saying.
Nobody said nothing about that, but I'm just saying I ain't starting completely over.
Yeah.
That's like giving them a pass. Go cheap.
No, not when you're in your 40s, baby. Yeah. Things just look, come on now.
Yeah, you don't say that in the beginning of a relationship. You say it after it happens.
Yeah.
You're trying to work it out.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Coming up, we've got friend to the show, Gabrielle Dennis, here to talk about her new show, The Big Door Prize, and much more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, we are super excited about our in-studio guest. I mean, you've seen on his shows like All American, A Black Lady Sketch Show, The Upshaws, The Game, and many more. Now, she's back on your TV screens with another hit on Apple TV called The Big Door Prize. Everybody, give it up one time for Gabrielle. Yay!
Thank you.
Yo,
so good
welcome
to be here.
Back to Dish Nation. Skin popping, you glowing so
well, much. But the skin's popping, but then I brought three friends with me. They just got some guys. So I brought some guests as the guests.
They'll leave later, you know what I mean? So tell us about your new show, Big Door Prize, and what we can expect.
All right, so the Big Door Prize is about this small town where this little mysterious machine pops up out of nowhere, and it prints out people's true life potential, okay? Mm. So basically, we meet the lead character played by Chris O'Dowd. I play his wife. And he's turning 40, going through his midlife crisis, but he didn't know it until the machine basically told him.
Oh, wow.
So the machine told him he's already living up to his potential.
So the machine sort of unlocks your potential, right? That's how it works. You get the card, it unlocks your potential. If it were real and you pulled a card 15 years ago, what do you think it would have said? It would have said what you're living right now?
I hope the hell it does. Or I guess it would be nice if I was supposed to be a dentist, then it would let me know this is the way I want to go and save some coins going that way.
Okay. Well, what if we could invent a machine to instantly change something? Like, what would you have it change?
Oh, the weather.
Mm. That's
good.
You
know what I'm saying? You know what it is? You're out there, your hair is done and fresh, makeup's good, but then that humidity comes up and acts up.
Now I would like a machine to change.
Yes. There you go.
Superpower.
Okay.
So now, Gabrielle, looking at your Instagram, honey, now I saw you shared a recent scene from the show where your character and her man, honey, are considering having a threesome, honey. Ooh. Don't think that's ever a good thing, honey, for a couple to try?
I guess it depends on the couple. Mm-hmm. Obviously, anybody with Gary is not the one. You don't know who
that is. That just
very clear. But I would think it probably depends on the couple.
Because
somebody out there having threesomes, they didn't just... write about them because they make believe. Not unicorns.
You better not even like unicorns.
Right. Now, Gabrielle, on the Upshaws, which I love. You play Mike Epps' baby mama. Now, what would you think about Marcus Houston's recent comments about baby mamas being a red flag? What do you think your character would feel about those comments?
First of all, she would be like, Is your baby mama's hair done?
Okay.
If not, please make an appointment at Tasha's salon. She's a kitchen beautician, but get into it. I don't know. I feel like a lot of times baby mamas get bad raps, but I feel like baby mamas come in a bunch of different packages. Yes. You know how black people are like, we are not a monolithic. You know what I'm saying? Situation.
I'm a baby mama.
Hello.
Hello.
Different packages. Yeah. So I feel like don't read the book before judging the cover.
Mm. That's a good one.
Wow.
A quotable.
Now, Gabrielle, you also was on Rosewood, and you got to work with Moise Chestnut. Yes. Now, he came back in here in December, and let me tell you, everybody in the building
went crazy.
Women, women and men. People didn't even work here.
People love him.
Yo, they pulled up. You know what I'm saying? When you was on the set of Rosewood, was it similar? Was the energy kind of like the same way?
Not on the set. First of all, the funny thing is, Morris is so laid back. He is just a chill, cool dude. Like, he's really good people. But we went to Essence Fest to promote it.
And
and we shot a scene for Girls Trip in there, right? So when I tell you the pandemonium for one man, just one man, hell, all of that, he captivates the audience. But he deserves it. He's good people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems that way.
All right, well, with that being said, Gabrielle, so let us know when and where, and let the fans know where they can, catch the Big Door Prize.
Well, you can catch the Big Door Prize on Apple TV+. New episodes come out every Wednesday up until May 17th. We only have 10 episodes, so get into it. But also, we got a season 2. So all right. Get into it! Yeah. 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 Thank
Gabrielle.
One thing about Gabrielle, she gonna keep a job.
That's what I just said. Gabrielle keeps the checks flowing, baby. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks
and everyone, stay here for more Dish right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Our girl Martha Stewart is putting a new meaning to basket case. Yes, y'all, because Martha has a whole house just for her basket.
Man.
Yes, y'all, her basket. She's so rich. So she showed off her basket house on the gram after replacing its roof shingles, and she even repainted it. Social media users went crazy over this, labeling Martha their hero and asking if they could move in her basket house.
Oh.
Are y'all here for this?
Yeah.
A whole basket house.
I love a rich woman. Bitch, she's rich.
Yes, honey. You have a house for baskets. You have a house for shoes.
Yeah.
Purses. You have a house for your extra men, honey.
Yeah, honey.
Okay, wait. If you guys had a house, if you had a little extra house for just one, some of your things, what kind of things would you put in that house?
I would definitely have it for clothes, and I would call it Cracks Fifth Ave.
And I have
a little bootleg, like, little sign that I would put over it. Because, like, yo, I hate having to, like, shuffle my winter, summer, spring things around. Because, you know, like, in a biz, you get stuff, you buy stuff, and it can accumulate quickly. You need room for it all.
Yeah. I need something for my shoes and my wigs.
Wig house.
Yeah, wig house.
That's good.
My hair, like, now I'm getting into braids. I need the braiding hair space.
Yeah.
Woo's Wiggery.
Woo's Wiggery.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.